نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن احسن قولا ممن دعا الى الله وعمل صالحا وقال انني من المسلمين صدق الله العظيم. Dear respected elders and brother in Islam, as you, most of you are aware, that we are covering the topic of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining good and forbidding evil, and trying to learn the methodology and the way through which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried out this order and command. Because preaching and inviting towards the way of Allah jalla majduhu and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been the duty and responsibility of the prophets and messengers. So that is why people of the previous ummah who became Muslims through the teaching and invitation of the prophet of their time, they were also had responsibility of enjoining good and forbidding evil in their own scope and in their own circle, and in, you can say, in the family which they were living in, or in the locality which they were living in. The previous ummahs and the previous generation and communities had this privilege that when one messenger passed away from this world, or his teaching had been corrupted somehow, then another messenger, another Nabi and Prophet will emerge and will renew and also then propagate the deen of Allah Jalla Majduhu. So who those people who say that on the previous ummah there was no responsibility of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, they are wrong. Those people who say that the previous Anbiya and Rasul had this responsibility of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, and the people did not have that responsibility, they are wrong. People also had this responsibility. They were also made responsible to carry out this duty, but it was limited to their family or their locality. As parallel, the responsibility and duties of the prophets and messengers were also limited prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some messengers were sent for one nation. Some messengers were sent for one country. Some messengers were given responsibility of one great city. And some came and were given the duty to call people towards the Allah Jalla Majduhu, to their tribes and villages. So those people who followed them, they also had the responsibility to carry out Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar in that village, or whatever the messenger had the duty. Try to understand what I'm saying. Whatever the messenger had given the duty of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, similar responsibility were given to their followers as well. So I have heard many people saying that the previous ummah, because did not have this duty, because prophets kept coming, and now because we don't have any prophet, that's why this is the responsibility of this ummah as well. Well, this is a wrong idea in the sense that because the previous prophets and messengers were sent for a limited time to limited place, limited people, So their ummatis also had responsibility, limited responsibility, similarly what they had. But our master and master of existence and Sayyid al-Wujud, Sayyid al-Mawjudat, Nabi Akhir al-Zaman, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent by Allah Jalla Majduhu to the entire humanity, human kingdom, and the jinn, and all the creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent for all the entire earth, which you can say across the communities and barriers of nations and tribes and time and space and places. That is why the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been also been charged with this duty of the same, you can say, level as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards all people. So for example, those messengers and anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who came to a tribe, their followers only had duty to carry out the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that tribe only. Because their messenger was not sent for all people, so that's why they also did not have responsibility of the entire human population. Now because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last the Prophet and seal of the Prophet and has been sent as the last Prophet of Allah Jalla Majduhu, and he has been given responsibility and to preach the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the entire humanity until the Day of Judgment. So similarly, the Ummah of Rasulullah as a whole has a responsibility to carry out the message of Allah Jalla Majduhu to the entire humanity as well. Because previous ummah, their prophets were sent for a limited time, limited people, they also had limited duty. We, now there is no messenger or prophet coming. Previous ummahs had this privilege that a new prophet kept emerging continuously. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relied on us at the ummah of his, and he said that whoever, whatever you hear from me, convey it continuously until the Day of Judgment. This is one thing you must understand, that the person of Ummat-e-Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has responsibility of the entire Ummah until the Day of Judgment as a Ummat-e-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previous Ummahs did not have this. They also have, it's not that they should not do Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. They also were responsible for that, but in a limited scope, as their messengers and prophets were. Now, if anyone wants to carry out any command of Sharia, do anything, we are instructed to follow the style and you can say the pattern of the messenger of Allah Jalla Majduhu, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there is example for you entirely for all aspects of human life. Amongst them, the important was how to correct people and how to correct people's mistakes. If you see people they're making mistakes and people committing sin, what should be the methodology? Now, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the extreme, you can say, environment which no one can actually encounter now. Until the judgment, such an extreme environment will not appear before someone. He had gone through all extremes. So whatever you will be facing, you will find guidance and light in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you will try to adopt the methodology like you adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in labas, in praying and in other matters, if you will try to learn and follow the method of Rasulullah how to correct people, then you will benefit more people and you will make less mistakes. Otherwise, sometimes a person can do more harm than benefit to a person. So that is why continuously now it's our 17th or 18th session of actually how to learning how to enjoin good and forbid evil, how to correct people, how to say to people, do this and don't do this, which was the obvious duty of Prophethood. And now it is the duty of the Ummah as well. But Prophets are given knowledge by Allah Jalla Majdahu directly how to carry out this duty. We are not given direct knowledge by Allah Jalla Majdahu. We should learn from the messenger, from our master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how to carry out this duty. What approach did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopt in environment, this environment, and in another environment, and in another environment, and then actually trying to copy and follow that approach. That's what we are trying to learn. And how can we learn? We can learn through the teaching and a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is not sufficient to carry out Amar bil Maruf or Nahi anil Munkar, but also trying to adopt the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he carried out, and how he taught his companions actually to carry out. Where is that? That is in ahadith and the life of Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the hadith which we today be studying, Hazrat Jubair bin Nafir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jubair ibn Nafir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported from his father, this is a hadith in Al-Bayhaqi, the book of hadith, that once he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the name of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, it is advised and it is strongly recommended that you say the Ruchi and recite the Ruchi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Jubair ibn Nafir radiallahu ta'ala says that he went to visit Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for some water. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for some water. Ek pani lao. When the water were brought, then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Nufair or the father of Jubair, that do wudu. Do wudu, O Abu Jubair, wudu karo. Abu Jubair began to do wudu and rinse his mouth. Kulli karni shuru ki unhone. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not start with your mouth, O Abu Jubair. Do not start with your mouth, O Abu Jubair, for the kafir start with their mouth. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings unlimited be upon him and his family and his ummah, called for some more water, and then practically did wudu himself. So first, a person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other people are sitting as well. Now this is one of the technique and method adopted by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he called for some water and said to the companion, Abu Jubair, wudu karo, do wudu. And Abu Jubair began from the mouth. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Jubair, do not begin from your mouth. This is the way of kafir and disbelievers. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for some more water. And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to do wudu and washed his hands first, until they were clean, then he rinsed his mouth, then nose three times, then hold his face 3 times, then wash his right hand up to the elbow, then the left hand, and then this masa wipe over his head, and then wash both of his feet. Ab ye hadith hai. What we learn from this hadith is that one of the ways the teacher can use or employ to teach the student is a practical way of teaching. The Prophet ﷺ could have mentioned this by just verbally that you should do wudu like this. But Prophet ﷺ said to Jubair, do it. Because when a person does the wudu, or when a question is asked to a person, and when he tries to solve it and he does a mistake, then he remembers all his life. That he did this and this mistake occurred, and then Prophet ﷺ or any teacher mentioned this to me. And then Prophet ﷺ did not only say that you should do wudu like this, but he practically showed him. After the Prophet ﷺ pura wudu karke usko dikhaya ki kis tarah wudu karna hai. Now, what did Rasulullah ﷺ say to him else to convey the message? Prophet ﷺ used the word, the meaning, nearest meaning, jinka mufhoom hai, ki, O Abu Jubair, kafir use or start with the mouth. Kafir jo hai, wo muh se shuru karte hai. This is Prophet ﷺ is mentioning that to begin it with the hand is sunnah, and to begin it with anything else is against sunnah. So those people who do not have value of sunnah in their mind, they should actually, it's a matter of concern for them that Rasulullah ﷺ is saying that, oh Abu Jubair, it is the way of kuffar actually that who act against my sunnah. یہ کافروں کا طریقہ ہے. So imagine that how important رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is giving to his sunnah. اب دیکھیں اس نے فرض نہیں مس کیا. He had not missed فرض of wudu. Many people, if someone is doing wudu and they have done, and someone says, why haven't you started with your hand, and they will say he has completed the farz, why are you criticizing this person? It is only sunnah he has left. But imagine that Prophet himself is saying to Abu Jubair, no, this is wrong. This is the way of Kafir, which means that if you don't follow the sunnah, you will be falling kufar then. Because whatever other way is other than the sunnah of Rasulullah, it is a way of misguidance, and it will be the tariq of any misguided person. Samajhai? So, ek to aap Rasulullah ne sunnat ki ahmiyat batayi ke kabhi zindagi mein, you see, in this age and this time, this fitna that people have actually devalued, and shaitanic people devalue the sunnat of Rasulullah, saying that it is not something important. How is it important that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is giving so much value to it? That he is teaching, he is stopping, and then he is saying that not following my sunnah, it is kafirs do like this, you do like this, like I do. So, ek to aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ye farmaya, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ke bhai, resembled, you know, this is technique Rasulullah ﷺ employed to convey the message in that person's mind, psychology. This is teaching psychology, okay, that Prophet ﷺ indicated that if you will not be following my, then actually, who will you be? It is not that you will not only follow my sunnah, it will be that you will be following kuffar. You will be resembling there. So, ab aap khud hi samajh jaye, and you understand yourself that how important actually is the sunnah of Rasulullah, such a thing as actually just washing hands. And then Prophet ﷺ did all the wudu and everything else. So, how many things we learn? One is the practical approach of asking people questions, asking them to do, the father should ask the children, the elder should ask the younger, the teacher should ask the student, to do, practically carry out many things. By namaz padh ke dikhao, tell me how to pray. And when he does mistake, then I should correct him and show him calmly and, you can say, with wisdom. And then also tell him that if he does not do this, this or he carries out this, with this mistake, what will be the harm of it? So here we go. Another hadith by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Sahih Bukhari. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that we used to, in the after the prayers, or in the prayers, when we prayed namaz with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to say, peace be upon Allah from his slave, peace be upon so and so, peace be upon Jibreel, peace be upon him, as-salamu ala Allah, as-salamu ala al-Nabiyyin, as-salamu ala Jibreel wa Mikael, peace be upon Jibreel, peace be upon Mikael, etc. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this saying of people, that they are saying, peace be upon Allah, peace be upon Jibreel, peace be upon the Prophet, and peace be upon the messengers as well. When Prophet ﷺ heard this, he said, do not say this, what? Peace be upon Allah, for Allah is the peace, Allah is As-Salam, His name is As-Salam, He is the peace and source of peace, so don't say, peace be upon Allah. But you should say, At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawat, whatever you read in the prayer. At-tayyibatu as-salamu alayka, peace be upon the Prophet. Wa ayyuha an-nabiyyu wa rahmatu as-salamu alayna, and peace be upon ourselves. Wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin, and peace be upon the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you say this, it will include every slave of Allah in heaven or between heaven and earth. So if you such, just say this, it is said that it will include every person, servant, slave of Allah in heaven or on earth. So when you say, wa ala ibadillahi salihin, it does not mean only human beings. It will cover angels. It will cover jinnah. It will cover the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all slaves of Allah jalla majdu. Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Then choose whichever dua you like to recite. This is the teaching of the prayer. So these are hadiths which we are learning now. The method which we are trying to learn, that one should not only say you are doing right, confirming, or just saying that you are doing wrong, especially regarding anything person is doing incorrect. So person who is preaching or who is inviting towards Allah Jalla Majduhu, he should not be complacent and satisfied when he says, ye na karo, ye galat hai, this is not sufficient. This is against the wisdom. This is against wisdom, and it is not the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. कोई भी बंदा गलती कर रहा है तो उसको कहना ये ना करो ये काम गलत है ये इस तरह नहीं सिर्फ कहना बल्कि the teaching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to also offer him an alternative as well. उसको उसका मुतबादल भी करके फिर बताना. जैसे इस हदीस में the first हदीस आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि वुजू इस तरह नहीं करना. डोंट स्टार्ट इट विद योर माउथ. देन प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सोल्ड. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Salam Allah ko na kaho. Allah is Salam himself. Don't say peace be upon Allah. And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an alternative that how you should do this. So the next hadith we learn, It's also the same guidance in there. That Prophet, another report reported by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw someone had spat in the direction of Qibla in the Masjid Nabawi. Kisi ne thook dekha, thooka, aap rasam dekha thook, zameen par, Qibla ki taraf. And this upset him so much that his anger could be seen on his face. Prophet ﷺ became upset and angry. Ab ye hai ki har dafa jise logon suna na narmi se bulao, narmi se bulao. It is not the all the time that you are being soft. The Prophet ﷺ method also is that to be, on some places you should show your anger and you should show your displeasure. And the companion used to see this as well from the face of Rasulullah ﷺ. یہ بھی استاد غصہ بھی ہو سکتا ہو تو یہ بھی ایک طریقہ ہے صرف نرمی سے بھی تربیت جو ہے وہ نہیں ہوتی. پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم were very upset. He stood up and removed it with his hand. دیکھنا ہوں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم خود اس کو مٹایا, اس کو صاف کیا. And said, when any one of you stands up to pray, he is talking to his Lord. کوئی بھی جب نماز کے لیے کھڑا ہو تو وہ اللہ سے باتیں کر رہا ہے. He is talking with his Lord. This is hadith in Bukhari. His Lord is between him and the Qibla. Imagine. His Lord is between him and the Qibla. Qibla اور اس کے درمیان اللہ ہے. That those people should, senseless people who say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they assign place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sitting on arsh na'udhu billah, or they assign place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should take a lesson. That Al-Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Bukhari is saying, Bukhari, that Allah is between him, the servant and the Qibla. So does this mean na'udhu billah Allah is physically there? No. Allah is beyond the understanding and the comprehension of my anyone's mind. He cannot be assigned to a place. He is free from place. He is with us, but we don't know how. He is established on the throne, but we don't know how. He is near to than our jugular vein, but we do not know how. Place actually does not contain him. He is as he was before the creation of place. So these hadith and ayats which come actually regarding the sifat of Allah Jalla Majluhu, then there should be no how, and one should not actually assign any such mode to them, but accept them as they come. And try to understand what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is trying to teach. Do not delve into what actually is in between. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that between this you and your Qibla is Allah. So no one of you should spit in the direction of the Qibla. Qibla ki taraf muh karke thooko na. He should spit to his left or under his feet. Then he took the edge of his cloak. Then Prophet took the edge of his cloak and spat on it and rubbed part of it against another part and said, oh, do like this. So namaz padh raha banda, to thook aaye hai something he cannot actually swallow, or he is disturbing him. Either he can, if there is a mask, like you can say, ancient time the mask were, but if now actually in this situation, then he can actually, the extreme circumstances, he can do that. تو آپ دیکھیں اس حدیث میں اور کیا بتایا گیا ہے. اس میں ادب بتایا گیا ہے دوست پر اسے, why we should not be sitting with the feet actually towards Qibla, and when you say to them that do not put your feet towards Qibla, they say bring hadith, this is the hadith. Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying that do not actually respect the Qibla, you face towards the Qibla while praying, do not speak towards Qibla. اسی طرح جو ہے اس کا ادب کرو, اسی طرح قرآن کا ادب ہے. What is Quran? Quran is the quality and the sifat and the kalam of Allah Jalla Majid. So those people who say we put it down, what is it we are putting in this clean space? It is not sufficient. It is clean space. It is the respect of the Quran. It is the sifat of Allah Jalla Majid. تو اس کا ادب کرنا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم قبلے کا ادب بتایا ہے کہ 1000 مائل دور ہے قبلہ اور قرآن از ملینز اینڈ ملینز ٹائم گریٹر دین قبلہ قرآن دیر از نو کمپیریزن بٹوین قبلہ اینڈ قرآن اینڈ کعبہ اینڈ قرآن بیکاز کلام از دا صفت اینڈ دا کوالٹی آف اللہ اینڈ قبلہ از مخلوق کعبہ از مخلوق اینڈ کلام از دا کوالٹی اینڈ دا صفت آف اللہ جل جلالہ دیر از نو کمپیریزن ون کین ناٹ کمپیئر millions, billions, trillions times, even if there is no comparison at all. If all space is filled with atoms, you see, in just such a small place like my finger, is countless atoms. If all universe is filled with Kaaba, it still actually not equal to anything than actually this Quran or the Quran. As being the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is non-creation. Quran as a kalam of Allah is actually غیر-مخلوق اللہ وہ مخلوق نہیں ہے because it is the صفت اللہ of Allah and any attribute of Allah is not created. تو جب قرآن جب کعبے کا اتنا ادب آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بتا رہے ہیں کہ اس کی طرف کیوں نہ تو قرآن کا کتنا ادب کرنا چاہیے اس کی طرف جو ہے Not actually, you should face your back actually towards the Quran, put it in the, anywhere, wherever you want. It is not actually that Prophet ﷺ did not quote. Prophet ﷺ is teaching and he became so much angry that anyone is not respecting the Qibla and Kaaba and reaction towards Kaaba and Qibla. And what to say about Quran? تو اسی لیے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دوز پیپل ہو آر اسپریڈنگ دیئر فیٹ لائک ڈنکیز ایکچولی ٹوورڈز قبلہ اینڈ ناٹ ڈو ناٹ کیئر ایکچولی دوز پیپل شوڈ دیٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں کہ بھائی جب پیشاب کی کرنے جاؤ جو ٹوائلٹ ڈو ناٹ فیس قبلہ وہ کیوں کہہ رہے ہیں وائی ایکچولی دیئر سینگ کب آئی سو مچ اٹ از ریسپیکٹ اینڈ آنر تھنگز ایٹریبیوٹیڈ ٹو اللہ جل مجدہ So in this hadith, Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, do not speak towards Qibla. Then he mentioned what is the harm, because Allah جل مجده, Allah is between you and the Qibla. And then Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم at the same time offered an alternative. یہ دیکھیں, this is the thing which you should actually have in your mind. He did not say, don't speak towards the Qibla, but offered an alternative. If you want to speak, what you should do? This is the point of wisdom which you should settle in your mind and heart, that the responsibility of the preacher is not only to say, don't do, but to offer an alternative as well at the same time. And Islam, you can say, teaching has always been this. For example, Islam said, Rasulullah SAW said, there is no true God. لا الہ, کوئی معبود نہیں. کوئی معبود نہیں. There is no deity. But at the same time, Prophet said, you are, this idol is not deity, God. This idol is not God. The trees are not God. The mountains and the star and the sun is not God. But at the same time, when everything is negated, Rasulullah SAW offered alternative, Allah is your God. So when it is said, do not follow anyone else. Do not follow the lifestyle of anyone. What shall we do at the same time? Follow my sunnah. Leave the sunnah of all of us. اب دیکھیں گے how much wisdom you need actually to preach the message actually to people and how much you can learn from Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What I would say, people, we, out of our weaknesses and not knowing, we follow kuffar, we follow the sinners and the criminals and their lifestyle and showbiz people and all others. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, that, O people, if you follow any messenger of Allah who has passed previous than me, still actually you will enter hellfire. Imagine. If you follow Adam or Nuh or Hazrat Ibrahim or Ismail or Hazrat Isa or Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and their Shariat, if prophets and messengers you follow, still you go in hellfire. Let aside any willy-nilly or anyone outside other than the ambit of any normal person or any kafir or any other person. There is no comparison between the prophets and messengers and actually other people which we are following, and like dumb animals we are trying to actually go behind them step by step and trying to look like them, trying to copy everything which they do and thinking that we are becoming honorable in the sight of creation. So Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اگر عیسیٰ اور موسیٰ علیہ السلام بھی زندہ ہوتے تو وہ بھی اس زمین پر وہ ان کو بھی میری اطاعت کے سوا نجات نہیں ہوں گی. کیا جائے کہ آپ ہم کسی اور کو فالو کریں. This is the significance of sunnah. یہ ہے سنت کی اہمیت کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا میری سنت چھوڑ کے حضرت موسیٰ کو بھی فالو کرو گے تو گمراہ ہو جاؤ گے, حضرت عیسیٰ کو فالو کرو گے تو گمراہ ہو جاؤ گے, کیونکہ آپ کی ان کی سنت شریعت ختم ہو چکی, منسوخ ہو چکی. So, Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, do not follow anyone. And at the same time, offer alternative. متبادل بھی دیا کہ کس کو فالو کرنا ہے, مجھے فالو کرو, میری لائف اسٹائل کو فالو کرو. I am the messenger of the time. And if those prophets were here, they would have followed me as well. And when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam descends from the heaven on this earth, he will be following, he will be leaving his own sunnah at which he adopted at his own time and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beard, labas, eating, teaching, walking, he will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in aspects of sunnah of the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine those people who follow other kuffar and other leaders, political leaders, scientists or any professor or anyone as when Islam says, when Prophet ﷺ said that even you have no salvation even if you follow the messengers of previous time. They are Sharia. So Prophet ﷺ said, do not worship any God at the same time give an alternative with God, where your God is Allah. Do not follow anyone. I am the messenger of Allah, follow me. And they came. Do not follow any man-made law. He only did not, Prophet ﷺ said, do not follow any man-made law. But at the same time he said, yes, this is law, you follow the Quran and my Sunnah. You offering alternatives to people when preaching. So not saying only what is wrong, but at the same time tell them what is the way of Islam, what is the alternative. Allah پاک اور اللہ کے رسول نے فرمایا دنیا کو چھوڑو, sacrifice this world, do not give preference to this world life. Why? But then at the same time Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ said, وَالْآخِرَ بَلْ تُسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Do you prefer this worldly life? وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. While آخرت is forever and ever, for eternity, خیر, it is better, but because it is forever and ever. So Islam said, leave dunya and do not benefit of dunya and benefit of akhirah contradicts, leave the dunya. And so Islam offered, at one time said that do not delve into dunya, at the same time offered a parallel and best and better alternative in the form of akhirah. The akhirah ke liye chodo dunya. صدقہ خیرات کی تعلیم اسلام دیتا ہے کہ مال دو اللہ کے راستے میں. And then the same time Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, any word he has uttered is true, there's no doubt in there. But Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, I swear by the Almighty Allah. Imagine then how Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said this. I swear by Almighty Allah, the person who gives maal, his wealth in sadaqah, his wealth does not decrease, it increases. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because most people do not believe, we do not believe. We only look at the parent, and it's difficult for us to, how does the wealth increase? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you believe, if Abu Jahl believe, I am truthful, look, I am actually swearing by the name of Allah, main Allah ki qasam kha raha hu ke sadqa se maal tumhara kam nahi hoga, eventually at the end it will actually increase.
نے فرمایا صدقہ دو دنیا خرچ کرو، پھر یہ بھی بتایا کہ بڑھے گا، دنیا بھی زیادہ ملے گی، اینڈ ان آخرت یو ول گیٹ ریوارڈ. اینڈ اسلام ایٹ دا سیم ٹائم سیڈ لک دس از یور لمیٹڈ لائف، سیکریفائس دس اینڈ فار ایور لائف یو ول ہیو. And also in other, the same methodology, when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever will turn round or close his eyes while he is looking, accidentally his gaze has actually looked upon any non-mahram woman or anyone, any non-mahram woman, and he will turn his gazes for the pleasure of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually bestow such blessing on him that he will taste the taste of Iman in this world as well. The instant, this is instant result of that person, that you will get enjoyment as well instantly. فرمایا کہ جو اللہ کے لیے اپنی نظر کو بچائے گا، اللہ پاک اس کو ایمان کا مزہ چکھائے گا اسی دنیا میں اور اسی وقت. For trying to understand that this one of the this methodology of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when preaching, when doing any explaining anything to any person, firstly show practically as well if you can possible, secondly offer alternative as well at the same time. Actually, if you say do not do this, then why should I do this? If you say to someone do not drink water while standing, then show him how to drink water by this means. Sunnah of Rasulullah. Now may Allah Jalla Majduhu enable me actually and you to understand the teaching and the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also enable us to implement that in our life and also to convey the message to others, so that we also may achieve salvation and success, and they also achieve, may achieve success and salvation. Now if there is any general question if anyone wants to ask or anything you did not understand, you are most welcome to comment or ask questions. That is what I am saying, that one should actually learn the knowledge and then actually say to the other person. I already quoted you an example. One person was saying to the other, become Muslim, and the other person was fearful that this person will kill me, and said, okay, then I want to become Muslim, then tell me. And he said, now I'll have to ask Maulvi Sahib to bring you to actually Maulvi Sahib, take you to Maulvi Sahib so that they can teach you kalma. How to become Muslim. So, pehle bana, you should have to learn as well before actually. I mean, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, before revelation come any prophet, does any prophet preach the message? Jab wahi nahi aati, to koi nabi paigham deta hai aage? Nahi deta. Isliye deta ki jab ilm ho to aage kehna hai. So we are also supposed to preach the revelation. So if we do not actually take the teaching from the revelation already has come, we also should not actually, because then we might do more harm than benefit. So pura hukum pata ho, ye agar la ilaha pata hai kisi ko, la ilaha koi mabood nahi. If you don't teach the other person to be, there is one God as well, uska kya fayda, uska to nuksan ho gaya. He will become more confused. So if you are going to tell something to anyone, then it is advisable and recommended to know at least that matter, so that you can give the other person alternative. So if you say to a person, don't do zina na karo, and you don't tell him that there is a marriage as well, lawful way, this is not a good way. Because that person will say, I will not follow such a religion which is suppressing the natural desire. It is the beauty of Islam that Islam offers alternative to every and each other. Other religions lack this. For Christianity, you are very near God when you leave marriage, when you leave this world completely. Buddhism says you leave after everything and just suppress yourself and you attain salvation. Now similarly, it is only Islam who gives you a best alternative actually than carry out any worldly matter as well as any religious matter as well at the same time. So when you have said to anyone, do not do this, you have really not shown him the beauty of Islam. You will show the beauty of Islam to him when you will show the good way. Jaise ek banda, one person says, do not marry this woman. Is aurat se shaadi na karna, iski shakal achhi nahi hai. Oh, she has a loose character. But at the same time, he does not offer an alternative and that person does not know. Woh kahega, phir main kya karunga? So you should inform him that there are better people in this world and here and such and such and things, and actually encourage him, and then he will be encouraged. But if he only feels he only have that thing, and then obviously he will lose interest and he will not follow Allah. Kisi ko duniya chhodo, wo ko kyun chhode? If you don't tell him because this world is limited and there is an unlimited life after hereafter coming after you, then actually you have not completely given the message. Anything else? ٹھیک ہے پھر جزاک اللہ سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت استغفرک واتوب الیک